I still need to feed. All right, 99.5 KKLAFM Los Angeles, the intersection of faith and reason right here at the Frank Pastore Show. So were you there? Were you there on Saturday? How awesome was that at the Harvest Crusade at Dodger Stadium? Over, I heard like 50,000 people had shown up at Dodger Stadium. It was a beautiful evening. The worship music was just awesome. Greg's message rocked. And get this, do you know almost 6,000 people went forward to make a decision for Jesus Christ that night? And there's some wonderful backstories. And here to share that, of course, none other than the host of the Harvest Crusade, my buddy Greg Laurie. So, Pastor Greg, welcome back, bro. So that was just so awesome.
It was amazing, Frank. And I want to thank you for your help with it, your prayer that you offered in the opening of it, and all of the listeners to your program that helped to purchase Start Bibles to give out to these people. Here's the thing. I mean, we didn't know what to expect. And we did the best. You pray for, I mean, we have prayed for this crusade like no crusade we for. And I'll tell you, the Lord blew our minds with 50,000 people. The stadium seats 55, so effectively it looked very full.
Yes.
But here's the thing that was never has happened in a crusade before. So many people were coming forward at the invitation, the fire marshal closed the gates. So the people literally were not able to come down on the field. So we had 5,934, but cards are still coming in. We're going to easily go over 6,000, probably already are there. But then we gave away 7,770 Start Bibles because the people could not come down, so we went up to them with the Start Bible, with counselors. So we were a little overwhelmed, I have to say, and next time we're going to be ready.
All right, so there is going to be a next time.
Oh, man, we got to go back. Come on.
Oh, that was...
With a response like that, I mean, like a 12% response, and I'm told by a number of very credible sources that there were hundreds that didn't make it down, and maybe even a few thousand.
Oh, wow.
If that is the case, that would be the largest response to an invitation we've ever had. And look, bottom line, L.A., it's like mission central. It's
yes.
Like the need is so great. There's a great responsiveness there. We will come back next year, and we're even praying not only about coming back, but possibly, and this is still in the thinking stages and the praying stages, but maybe even doing two nights.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Well, and Greg, listen, we got to thank all of the churches and ministries and volunteers and the follow-up. I mean, all of that, the security. I mean, everybody that participated. I had a friend there that was at her first crusade, and she just said, oh, my gosh, it just came off like clockwork. Everything was just perfect. And it's like, well, there's a lot of people, you know, John Collins and your staff that do a great job behind the scenes.
They sure did. And I have a great team, Frank. I mean, look, I'm going to just brag on them a little bit. These guys are the best. And you know what else? Is they get a lot of bang out of the buck. Because I can just tell you that other large-scale events like ours cost 3 to 4 times what these cost. These guys work very hard. They're very good at developing grassroots support. Getting volunteer help. We tap people in our own church. Thousands of Harvest people get involved in this. But then we had 340 churches that participated in the LA, the greater LA area, promoting, handing out materials. 80 of those churches are now involved in follow-up. So if you think about it, be praying for the churches right now as they are following up.
Yes.
And all these people that came forward. And here's a very cool thing. Tonight on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, starting at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, the crusade is going to be aired. So
awesome.
2 hours on TBN internationally. You can see the L.A. Harvest for yourself, or you can just go to harvest.org and watch it in archive form.
Yes, and the HD quality is just superb at harvest.org, by the way. So,
well, you know, video and computers has come a long ways, and now when you watch it, and especially if you blow it up, there's an option to put it in a larger screen. To make it fill your whole screen. It's like watching TV now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. And next year, we're going to leverage that technology as we take the harvest across the country simultaneously using all kinds of media.
Well, Greg, listen, thank you for asking me to participate. It was a mark of a lifetime kind of thing. So, bro, it was awesome. I can't wait for next year already.
Well, thank you, Frank. And it was a great event. I want to thank all the volunteers. I want to thank all the people that came. and even the people that weren't able to come but remembered us in prayer, thanks to all of you. Check it out at harvest.org. Watch it for yourself and be praying about a 2012 LA Harvest.
Well, and Greg, there are people who are going to be coming to Christ tonight. I mean, on the TBN
Amen.
Broadcast, they're going
Amen.
To be watching the harvest.org
That's
replay.
Right.
And so there's no telling, quote, the harvest of the harvest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, because you can take media and you can say, hey, watch this with me. Or, you know what, watch it on your iPod or your iTouch, I should say, or on your iPhone or on your Android device, because we have a free downloadable app where you can watch it on all those devices. And now it's archived, so it's not an issue so much of any glitches with the live streaming. It's there. It's archived. It's for you to watch on demand. Mm. So take this technology, send a link to your friends, post it on your Facebook page, tweet
yes.
it out there, put it on your personal blog site, whatever, and this thing can continue to minister for weeks and months and who knows how long.
Hey, Greg, you know what I want you to do? Would you lead us in prayer for those that made decisions on Saturday night and
yes.
the people who will be doing the follow-up, the start friends and all that stuff, you know, sometime this week, no doubt.
Amen.
Would you lead us in prayer?
Great idea. Yes, let's pray right now. Father, we want to thank you for the thousands of people that came to this event. We want to thank you for the 5,934 we know of, and then the 7,770 we gave Bibles to, but even more that maybe didn't make it down. Lord, no one's better at follow-up than you are. You know, every one of these people, you love them with an everlasting love, and we know that what you desire for us is not to just make a profession of faith. You want to see us bring forth lasting fruit, and you want us to become disciples. So our prayer now is that all these people that responded would be seed sown on good ground
yes.
that would bring forth fruit. We pray, Lord, that they would be true disciples, and maybe even in this great crowd of people, you will find your next Billy Graham or D.L. Moody that can go and change our world for another generation.
Mm.
So we thank you, Lord, for what you did. Bless all the churches that participated and are following up now. And we commit all of this to you and Frank's program today.
Mm.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Greg, thank you, bro. We will
thank
be
you,
checking in soon with you again. So, folks, listen, when we come back, all right, so that there's a huge rejoice regarding what happened at the Harvest Crusade on Saturday. Okay, so now when we get back, now to also the reality, a big praise kind of report, this time in something that's very difficult to talk about. You're going to meet two young ladies who just got back from India and Ethiopia, where they witnessed families selling their children as slaves. They were also in Ethiopia, I think it was. And some of the girls are remaining reluctantly in prostitution as they await for a spot to open up in what's called a safe house. You're going to meet two young ladies with a ministry called Forever Found. And their job is to rescue and restore the victims of human trafficking and child prostitution by supporting Christian aftercare homes. Their stories, we come back right here at the intersection of faith and reason at 99.5 KKLA. Here's rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
A crash in Mid-City on the 10 West past Robertson is blocking the left lane. It involves a motorcycle, and it's causing brake lights from the 5 interchange as you head west on the 10. If you're eastbound on the 10 from 20th Street out of Santa Monica, the drive is going to be rough over to Washington, then slows again from the 110 to the 5. An earlier wreck in Van Nuys on the 405 North before Sherman Way is on the shoulder, but overall the drive is slow in pockets from the 90 interchange. South 405 is slow and go from the 10 all the way towards Bellflower Boulevard. If you happen to be on the 60 going eastbound, well, from the 710 to Garfield, it's congested. 10 east busy. Santa Anita on into Francisquito. And look out for the 210 east to be slow and go from Stadium Way to Valley View. This report is brought to you by the LA Dodgers. Join the Dodgers September 13th at 7:10 p.m. as the Boys in Blue take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Fans will receive a throwback fleece blanket honoring their days in Brooklyn at Ebbets Field, compliments of Pizza Hut. For tickets, visit Dodgers.com/promotions today. Just the major tie-ups that'll slow you down. Rapid traffic, 99.5 KKLA.
This is a very limited time offer exclusively for the KKLA family. Half off a dental implant, abutment, and crown from Walnut Hill Dental. That's 50% off right now. Finally, a beautiful smile is affordable for everyone. Can a smile change your life? You remember Marina.
You can't really describe that feeling of just being able to smile without a second thought to it. It's like an inner confidence where they look like real teeth. That's what I got, and they are awesome.
Dr. Sybil is known for creating million-dollar smiles. As a diplomate of the International Congress of Oral Implantologists, he believes a privileged smile shouldn't just be for the privileged. Be one of the first 10 callers to Walnut Hill Dental to get half off a dental implant, abutment, and crown for a limited time only. Call Walnut Hill Dental in Pasadena right now at 888-6-SMILE-3. 888-6-SMILE-3. Save 50% on a dental implant, an abutment, and crown. 888-6-SMILE-3.
Hey, Dina. Your skin looks awesome. You look younger. What are you doing?
I went to Rejuvie Medical Spa and saw Dr. Shea. He's been profiled on TV's Best of LA, a show that features the best doctors in Los Angeles. Celebrities have been using him for years.
Really? That means he's got to be expensive.
No. Dr. Shea created Rejuvie Medical Spa in South Pasadena, not Beverly Hills, so everyone, including us, can look younger and feel great. And Dr. Shea was one of the first doctors in the U.S. to perform these age-defying treatments. That's why doctors come to him to learn how to do what he's been doing for years, using the latest laser technology with little or no downtime. I took the kids to soccer practice the same day.
I'm calling Dr. Shea.
Call Rejuvie, and when you mention KKLA, ask for the triple rejuvenation peel, absolutely free with any other treatment. That's a $200 value. Feel great, look amazing. 626-441-8968. 626-441-8968. 626-441-8968. The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by Dr. Lynn Lee, the Smile Maker, Azusa Pacific University, where God's first, and Financial Recovery USA, real solutions for real financial issues.
I seriously injured my back at work, and after trying two inept attorneys, I called the law offices of John A. Mendoza.
When Alan called, he had also gone through several operations.
They got me to see a doctor right away.
The insurance company wanted to settle, but we made sure they had all the facts. Alan then received over double what they originally offered.
Don't mess around. Call John Mendoza and get him working for you right away. He's the best.
If you're injured on the job, call the law offices of John A. Mendoza immediately. If there's no recovery, there's no legal fee. The law offices of John A. Mendoza, aggressively representing California's injured workers. Call 1-800-370-HURT, 800-370-HURT. They'll even come to you. And remember,
an insurance company is guilty of a crime when they wrongly deprive you of benefits, just as making a false or fraudulent workers' compensation claim is a felony, subject up to 5 years in prison or a fine of up to $50,000 or double the value of the fraud, whichever is greater, or by both imprisonment and fine.
Call me at 1-800-370-HURT.
I was in panic mode. I was afraid I would lose my house. I didn't know what to do.
Stacy was in trouble with the IRS.
I owed $3,000 for 2001. I didn't know how I was going to pay it. I'm a single mom, and they were getting ready to garnish my wages. I was losing sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work. I was a basket case at home. My kids didn't know what was going on.
Finally, Stacy turned to IRS Problem Solvers and Phil Liberatore. IRS Problem Solvers made her feel right at home.
Everybody's very friendly and cordial and very accommodating.
And Phil Liberatore went right to work.
He amended two other years' tax returns, and I found out that I was actually entitled to a refund of almost $6,000. I couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't stop talking about it. I called everybody I knew, told everyone.
When there's an IRS problem, Stacy has only one suggestion.
Call Mr. Liberatore. He can help you. I was in serious trouble. He got me out of it.
When you've got major league tax problems, IRS Problem Solvers is your heavy hitter. Call 877-6-SOLVER, 877-6-SOLVER.
All right, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show. All right, first some stats so that you can sort of have your eyes open regarding the lay of the land here. Put it this way, there's more money to be made in selling children than selling heroin or cocaine or even illegal weapons. It's the fastest growing illegal industry in the world, human trafficking. And obviously, it is not just slave labor. Much of the time, it is for sexual exploitation. And these are kids. And there are places in the world in which the parents will sometimes just choose to sell their boys and girls at the ages of 5, 6, 7 to brothels. Now, that's the horrible news. That's just the horrible reality of human depravity, our fallen condition, etc. The good news is there are ministries that exist to rescue these children out of the darkness that they're in and restored them at these safe houses that are run by Christian organizations. They're just Christian aftercare homes, and they hopefully are all over the world. Obviously, Southeast Asia, in India, in Africa, etc. They're all over. Now, I want you to meet two young ladies. They look like, well, like my daughters. Two beautiful, young, 20-something, that look like they should be, you know, in grad school. And they just got back from India and Ethiopia with their ministry, Forever Found. And Forever Found is based out in Simi Valley. And in fact, next Thursday night, on September 22nd, right there at the beautiful Wood Ranch Golf Club in Simi Valley, they're having their first annual benefit dinner, and their special guest speaker, Francis Chan. So all you Cornerstone people out there in Simi, you got to be there on Thursday night. And why? Because as a result of this benefit coming up next Thursday night, September 22nd at Wood Ranch, they hope to raise enough money to sponsor 100 children and even buy a vehicle. So some guy in India, this is all I know of the story. So some guy in India can rescue 30 more slaves. And we'll hear more about it. So I want you to meet Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmarth. Shannon and Megan, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show, guys. How you doing, man?
Good. Thank you so much for having us again, Frank.
You guys were here last year, and it was right before an event that you had done, and it was successful. But you just got back from India and Ethiopia. I want to hear all about it. Shannon, Megan, what happened? When did you go?
We left August 19th. We returned early on September 1st, and it was, you know, it was life changing, really, Frank. It's been hard to even really talk about, but we are just really grateful for the opportunity to see what's going on and now have some direction as to where God's called us.
So, Megan, what did you see?
Oh, just total depravity, but lots of hope in the work that God's doing there.
Did you guys go to actually see the aftercare homes?
Yes, we did. We spent quite basically all of our time in the aftercare homes in both India and Ethiopia, as well as the surrounding communities to see where these children came from.
Now, I don't remember the story. Have you guys been to an aftercare home before?
Well, we've done most of, so far it's been domestic. Our homes that we've partnered with in the States are in Phoenix and Northern California. So earlier this year, we actually... we're up north visiting the domestic children who've been rescued from slavery. And then in August, we went to visit our home that we've partnered with in Ethiopia. That's been doing an amazing work out there, answering the huge need. And we were actually going to look into a ministry in Andhra Pradesh, India, to see if we can partner with them. And we have definitely decided to.
Now, guys, I remember last time you were on, some of the numbers are every minute, two children are trafficked for sexual exploitation somewhere in the world. And right now in America, there are 200,000 American children that have been forced into the sex trafficking industry. And we're not talking 16 and 17-year-olds. I mean, these are often many times a lot younger. Right, Shannon?
Yeah, many, many, many times. You know, the demographic looks different based on where you are. We've seen kids as young as, you know, 4 or 5.
Wow.
So the average age, again, would be based on where you are. Here in the States, the youngest girl in the home is in the sixth grade, and she's been sold since she was 5 in New Mexico. And that was by her mother, you know, acting as her pimp, basically.
Okay, so, and again, I want this safe for children, so we're not going to make it gross and too graphic, but of course adults can use their imagination. I don't know how to say it, so I'm going to be insensitive here probably. It's got to be worse in India and Ethiopia than the homes in Phoenix and up north, right, Megan, right?
Yeah, it is, and I think it's related to bigger issues in these third world countries. In India, you see a lot of poverty. There's no work. There's this thing called the caste system.
Yes.
And this is really... oppressed people who are in this caste system and forced parents to sell their kids because they have no work, they have no money, they have no way to buy food or clothes or feed their kids. And so their only option in a lot of the cases is to sell their kids into these rock quarries or to sell their daughters to pimps who will transport them to Chennai or Mumbai to do prostitution work. So it's very sad.
For someone who doesn't know, and I don't want to get off on a long rant on this, but the caste system, just folks, think of the worst form of white-black racism in American history, and that's like 1% of how bad it is for the Dalit. The Dalit mm-hmm. are the lowest of the caste systems in India. They are almost considered less than human. They are to walk on the other side of the street when you walk down, kind of thing. So there's zero hope for any upward mobility. And so their children, there's no jobs to be had, especially when you're a Dalit or some members of some of the other castes. And so that whole worldview has produced children being sold worse than cattle, because cattle are respected more. You want them to survive long term. When you're an 11-year-old prostitute in one of the temples or in one of these brothels, they don't care when you're dead. You're better new, but then you wear out and they just throw you away and you're dead. So thank God there are these Christian aftercare homes who actually rescue these kids. Shannon, we said a moment ago that the fundraiser next Thursday night at Wood Ranch for you guys is going to try to sponsor 100 children and then buy a vehicle so a man in India can rescue 30 more slaves. How's that going to work?
You know, it's just an amazing concept, really. Our minds were pretty much just blown at actually seeing children that are physically working as slaves, and girls that have been sold into slavery being forced to have sleep on demand with any of the workers. We saw this. We saw the children and the amazing way that we actually got to see this, because, you know, nobody's allowed back there in these quarries. You know, you can get shot on sight. But the gentleman that we went out there, who's running the home for these children, over the last couple years, he's developed a relationship with one of the supervisors who works for one of the quarry owners, and he led him to Christ. And the amazing thing is that now this supervisor wants these children to be rescued, and so he's allowing Praveen, who's the gentleman's name, who we've developed a relationship with, and Praveen took us to go see these quarries and to see these children. And I mean,
you've actually seen the quarries?
We were in there with the children. Yes.
Wow.
There's really no words for it. I mean, we talked to one woman who's never left the property for 30 years because she was sold as a little girl. And so these kids that are in the quarries, unless somebody saves them, their entire lives will be spent in that quarry getting one meal a day, sleeping under the trees, unless somebody saves them.
Obviously, no education.
No, they get one meal a day.
Wow. So, Megan, you saw, these are like little brothers and sisters. These are little kids.
These kids have.
Here's my toughest thing. Mm-hmm. How could you leave and not want to, like, take as many could fit in the van, kind of thing, you know?
That's the idea that Pastor Praveen has, is large vehicles are hard to come by there. They tend to be pretty expensive. And so since he's built this relationship with the supervisor at this rock quarry, he has this great plan to actually go in and rescue these kids by the use of this vehicle and transporting them to their home.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. We got to play this out, though. Because I got to do a break here. But I'm thinking, you can't just walk in and say, okay, anyone who wants to leave, just hop in the van. You're going to get shot.
No, actually, he's been planning this for a couple years. He's pretty much staked out all the areas that the children sleep. They sleep on the top of these hills that kind of outlay the property of the quarries.
Okay.
And so there's two guards for each, I think it is 50 children or something like that. And he's gone there and staked out when these guards are asleep. And the interesting thing is everyone's been working from the time the sun went up to the time the sun went down, including the guards.
Wow.
And so they're all exhausted, passed out. So he actually went in there and even helped one time a little kid who had a thorn stuck in his foot and nobody even woke up. And so he has this plan that for the owner, the supervisor, he's developed a relationship. Nobody knows who he really is. They all think he's just somebody from the village,
right,
a pastor that's in the village. But really, he's the person who runs a home for these rescued kids 8 hours away. So what he wants to do is purchase a new vehicle that has no ties to anything, that nobody could ever trace, a vehicle that could go through all of the toll, because there's a lot of toll roads out there in India.
Sure.
On the highway,
right?
And it doesn't get stopped. See, larger vehicles, buses, they get stopped. So you need a certain kind of vehicle. So he's done all this research, and basically he just needs the funds to purchase this vehicle. And he says as soon as he does, he needs about 30 days to plan, and then he'll do the stakeout and rescue 30 kids at a time.
All right, so and I don't mean, again, in an insensitive way, he's going to steal the children. He's not buying them out of slavery.
No, he's going to steal them. He calls it, in his accent, being a thief in the night.
Yes. No, I love that. All right, so more when we come back. And again, their big fundraiser is going to be next Thursday night. It is Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmarth. They are with Forever Found. In fact, they started Forever Found out in Simi Valley. Francis Chan is going to be their guest speaker next Thursday night, September 22nd, at Wood Ranch Golf Club in Simi Valley. It's their big fundraiser. They hope to raise enough money to sponsor 100 children and buy a vehicle for Praveen in India so he can do this thief in the night, you know, stealing back the children, so to speak, and then move them 8 hours away to a Christian aftercare home. More information is at their website, foreverfound.org. Quick break. We'll come back. And more stories from Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmarth right here at the intersection of faith and reason on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA. Here's rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
10 West past Robertson, a crash with a motorcycle is in the left lane with a backup to the 110 eastbound side of the 10 heavy from 20th to Washington, then slows up once more from the 110 over to the 5. 60 headed eastbound out of East L.A. from the 710 to Garfield, it's busy. Then once more, the 10 eastbound heavy from Santa Anita to Francisquito. Watch out for the 210 eastbound. 605 is where it gets busy. It doesn't get better till Citrus in Orange County. The brake lights on the 405 northbound are heavy at Fairview out of Costa Mesa. They remain challenging to Magnolia. 5 northbound, look for the delay from Culver to the 22 as you squeeze on out of Irvine. It's also a tough ride on the 55 northbound from the 405 interchange in Costa Mesa. Look for delay over towards Edinger. This report is brought to you by McDonald's. Get the beefy, cheesy deliciousness of McDonald's double cheeseburger. Just $1.29 every day on the extra value menu. The best value all day, every day, only at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Just the major tie-ups that'll slow you down. Rapid traffic, 99.5 KKLA.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payment? Did you know you can potentially save hundreds of dollars each month through a modification? Southern Californians are facing one of the highest rates of foreclosure in the nation. Hi, I'm Rex Pitts. It's time that someone helped so you don't spend another sleepless night worrying about foreclosure. If you're behind in your payments, been denied a modification, even after a trial plan, call Bristol Law Center now, 855-777-4445. We will analyze your current financial situation, put together a case, and negotiate directly with your lender. We have helped hundreds of people lower their payments and save their homes. And remember, if we can't help, you don't pay. Let us do what we do best. That's saving homes and modifying loans. Call now, 855-777-4445, or visit us at bristollaw.org.
Bristol Law Center. Bankruptcy services also available. Call 855-777-4445.
A friend of mine called recently with some disturbing news. It seems his marriage is coming to an end. He said that he and his wife had simply drifted apart. Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Downing from Turning Point Counseling. If your marriage is drifting, then I need to tell you something very important. Marriages don't just drift apart. They stop working for one of four very specific reasons. And if your marriage isn't working, you need to know which of the four reasons it is and get to the root of the problem. At Turning Point Counseling, we're an all-Christian, Christ-centered, professional ministry. We've helped thousands of couples resolve their conflicts and restore their love for one another. Whether you believe your spouse wants help or not, call us at 899 today. That's 899 and the word today. Discover the real reason your relationship is stuck and how to start moving forward again. Call Turning Point Counseling, 899 today. 899 today.
Well, you've decided to finish your bachelor's degree. Now comes the hard part, deciding where you're going to do that. Hi, this is John MacArthur, president of the Master's College. I have some good news about the next big decision on your plate. It's not as tough as you think. If you're looking for the right things in the right degree completion program, listen to me. Top-notch instructors, academic excellence, flexibility, support, a program that will equip you for leadership in your field. The Master's College Professional Studies Program for Working Adults offers all that and something even more important, a firm biblical foundation, the foundation you need to build your career and every other aspect of your life in Christ. The Master's College will prepare you for leadership professionally and spiritually. Call us today at 1-800-515-3222. That's 800-515-3222. Prepare for leadership with a biblical foundation, the Master's College Professional Studies Program.
The Master's College. Let us help you shape your future. So I went to a company that is known for having good customer service, and I bought 3 cars from this company. But then this last car was the only car that gave me trouble, and they didn't want to help me.
Belinda wasn't going back to her old dealership, so her mom suggested Galpin Ford.
I drove from Riverside to Galpin Ford, so it was like an hour and 20 minutes to get there.
Now, when you got to Galpin, what did you say?
I'm a full-time student. I don't have a lot of money to spend on a car payment. This is my budget, and this is what I'm looking for. I just need something practical.
So what happened?
He respected me every step of the way. He gave me the Carfax on any car that I asked. Just gave me the best deal.
Was Galpin worth the drive?
I would make that drive or recommend to make that drive for anybody.
Get exactly what you want at Galpin Ford. Call Don Rowe to get Galpin on his cell phone right now at 818-262-2092. That's 818-262-2092. Or visit Galpin.com and see why they're America's number one Ford dealer 21 years in a row. Galpin Ford, 405 Freeway, Roscoe Exit.
All right, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show. I don't want this to be a downer. Listen, there's good news on this. Obviously, there's sin in a fallen world, and a lot of bad stuff's going on, especially when you're dealing with children. But there's good news. There are people who literally are risking their lives to rescue these children. Some of the basics now. If you missed previous segment, just got off work and hopped in the car, here it is in a nutshell. Selling children is more profitable than selling drugs. And so the fastest growing criminal industry in the world is human trafficking, specifically with children. And there are many places in the world in which families are in a circumstance where they willingly sell their children. Sometimes it's reluctantly. These children are then put into either brothels or into, you know, rock quarries or, you know, remember that scene with Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and all the kids are chained together? And okay, that's it. It's just like that, except worse because it's real. And there are ministries that go out to rescue these children. And then, get this, there are ministries that assist the ministries. That's Forever Found. Forever Found by Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmarth, based out in Simi Valley. Two mid-20-something beautiful young ladies, okay, who just got back from India and Ethiopia. Their job, how they see it, is to support those ministries that run Christian aftercare homes. And they just got back from India and Ethiopia where they saw it. They saw the kids. They saw the little children who were working in all these horrible circumstances. Now, lest I forget, coming up next Thursday night, September 22nd, is their big fundraiser. Francis Chan's going to be speaking. So all you Cornerstone people, you need to be there. It's at the Wood Ranch Golf Club in Simi Valley. Now, all the proceeds go to rescuing kids. They want to sponsor 100 children, which means many times rescue them and then provide the care for them in these Christian aftercare homes. And then they want to get a vehicle for a guy we'll just call Praveen in India. And he's going to buy a van and go in and steal children where they're working as slaves and then put them in an aftercare home, which I think is really cool. He calls it being a thief in the night. And he's right. So here's how you can help. You can go to this fundraiser. You can go to the website, foreverfound.org, and you know what's really cool is a lot of young people, high school and college age kids, are plugging into this big time. If you go to, for example, APU or Biola or Point Loma or Westmont or fill in the blank, or your kids do, you need to tell them about foreverfound.org so that they're familiar with this ministry. All right, so Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmar just got back, and Megan, I want to go back to you because I just want to know what it was like to go to your first place where children are literally slaves. I mean, what did it look like? What did it smell like? I would imagine your heart would just break looking at these kids. And wouldn't you want to just bring them all back with you?
I did. It was so heartbreaking to see these kids in these quarries. It was a huge granite hole. There was water on the bottom, and these kids were skin and bones. They get fed one meal a day. They sleep under the trees at night, and they are in lines, and they just pass rock from child to child and then toss it into a big pile, and that's what they do all day long.
And how old are they, Megan?
Oh, and
I don't want them to think they're like 15, 16.
No. These kids are like 4 years old up to like 11 years old. These are children that are supposed to be in elementary school. And they're in these rock quarries instead.
And Shannon, you were saying earlier that you had met a lady who was there for her whole life.
Oh my gosh, yeah. They were there. They asked us to pray for them. One of the men who'd been there since he was, I think, what was it, like 5 or 6? Yeah. He had cancer, and he was just praying. He was asking just for prayer because he's dying, and he's never left this place for...
He was 25 years old.
Okay, so 20 years cancer. He'd never left it?
Yeah, since he was a child.
Oh my goodness, it was just mind-blowing. Like, you don't think that's really... That really exists until you see it.
All right, yeah. So Shannon, I'm thinking when you, because you had the idea to start Forever Found, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want to hear that story, but I'm thinking when you told your girlfriends, because you look like you should be in college. You look like a college sophomore. Both you guys do, and it's like you're doing all this really neat and big time ministry stuff, you know? And it's like, okay, and you're telling your girlfriends, okay, I got this idea. I want to rescue child slaves in India. They're like, what? I want to go to
Are
Nordstrom.
You crazy? You know?
Yeah. So how did this start?
You know, it's pretty much just, it's just basically, I think the story of us, the story of all of this is just a testament to how much God not only loves us, but loves these kids. It's amazing. The entire thing has been like one huge puzzle, one huge sovereign puzzle that God's just pieced together. You know, about 2 or 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. Wow. Francis, actually, which is amazing that he's speaking, because he was the person who opened my eyes to child trafficking and prostitution. And I ended up doing my own research and ended up volunteering with domestic girls that had been rescued. My heart broke, you know, just crying out to God to use me, whatever way that would be. I'm a musician and a singer, and crying out if God would just use those gifts. And, you know, unbeknownst to me, he molded it together and formed Forever Found with this amazing team. All staff is completely volunteer, working 20 to 25 hours a week for no pay. You know, our reward's in heaven. That's where we're at, you know, right now. And it's been an incredible faith builder to me. At the same time, when I kind of wrote down in my journal right before Forever Found launched, I said, Lord, if you do something with my gifts, I'll give you 100% of everything. And I signed it, you know, and I think God honored that faith, because I prayed, Lord, increase my faith tenfold. And he's definitely in the process of doing that, because I've seen things happen, like you having us here, Frank, that couldn't have happened without God moving on people's hearts. And it just happens over and over and over and over again. And and that is the hope and the encouragement to me, because some mornings I don't know what to do after seeing the things that I saw. But knowing that God loves them enough to orchestrate my life and my husband and Megan and all the people that work for us, and our pastors who are so supportive, you know, to that God cares enough about the kid that I saw that I fell in love with, that he cares enough about them to move in our hearts to do something for them. You know, it's just, that's the hope that God does love us all that much.
Now, Shannon, when we say that, you know, you're hoping to raise enough money next Thursday night at Wood Ranch Golf Club, by the way, Thursday, September 22nd, Francis Chan speaking, everything that is raised that night goes to rescuing and sponsoring children. Shannon, what does it mean to sponsor a child? You want to sponsor 100 kids. What does it mean to sponsor a child?
You know, actually, it's kind of a program that God put on our hearts while we were actually overseas. The need is just so huge, and I think it provides more of a tangible way to where people back here in the States can get to know one child, and that can actually make a significant difference in their lives. So we're kind of breaking it up. They could sponsor either, you know, their daily needs, or they can sponsor their education.
Now, is this like with a photograph, like World Vision and Compassion International?
Yeah.
Really?
That we actually took the photographs, because we actually know all the children.
No way.
Yeah.
So this is like a little budding Compassion International World Vision thing for children in slavery.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is this?
Yes. So we're really, really excited. I mean, these are girls who've been rescued from prostitution that are the happiest kids we've ever saw, and they have 1,000 times less than any of the kids out here.
Oh, how cool. All right, so you want people to come to this thing on Thursday night. You're going to show, I'm sure, some slides and some PowerPoint video and all kinds of the pictures that you just took in India and in Ethiopia, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks, it is coming up Thursday night, next Thursday night, September 22nd at Wood Ranch Golf Club. Go if you can. The special guest speaker is Francis Chan. And again, they're hoping to raise enough money to sponsor/rescue 100 children and then buy a vehicle so this guy we're calling Praveen in India can rescue 30 more slaves and put them into one of these Christian aftercare homes. More information at their website, foreverfound.org. Quick break. We're going to come back and continue with Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmar. Together, they are Forever Found. The website, again, foreverfound.org. Here on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA. Here's rapid traffic from the Azusa Pacific University Traffic Center.
Crash in Diamond Bar 60 West connector to the 57 southbound is blocking the carpool lane and the far left lane and making the drive difficult as you leave the grand exit. Now, of course, the 60 heading eastbound, you're going to see those delays from the 710 to Garfield, then once more from Azusa out towards the 57. 10 East is all loaded up between Santa Anita and Francisquita, while the 210 eastbound starts to slow down from the 605, and it doesn't open up until Citrus. 405 going northbound from the 10, it's a tight squeeze up towards Getty Center. It opens up only to slam shut again from the 101 to Nordoff as you head into the San Fernando Valley. If you're on the south 405, look for pockets of slowing from Culver all the way into Orange County to Seal Beach Boulevard. This report is brought to you by The Home Depot. The Home Depot is committed to the professional contractors. That's why they've put even more associates at the registers and lot loaders every weekday morning. More saving, more doing. That's the power of The Home Depot. Just the major tie-ups that'll slow you down. Rapid traffic, 99.5 KKLA.
Hi, this is Jimmy G, your KKLA morning host, talking with my buddy Paul Karp from Financial Recovery USA. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Paul, thanks so much for continuing to give our listeners a safe and trustworthy place to turn to resolve their debt and modify their mortgages. I heard you had a success story that you wanted to share with us today.
Yeah, Jimmy. You know, I wanted to share with you a client of ours that was actually trying for months to get a modification with Bank of America and had already been declined a bunch of times. She actually had a stroke and was forced into early retirement. It was awful. You know, now she was facing a serious financial hardship. But with our help, she was able to achieve a 2% modification and a reduction of $45,000 in her principal. Mm. Man, this is really the fruit that keeps us going. You know, we've also seen some other banks budging as well. So if you have a mortgage with Wachovia, U.S. Bank, America Home Servicing, Wells Fargo, or Chase, we're having success with them right now. Now, we can't guarantee the same results for everyone, but if your mortgage is unaffordable, you need to call us right now.
What a great success story there, Paul. Recently, you were even able to help me with my mortgage, and I am so grateful about that. How many listeners can you help today?
Well, Jimmy, we are helping so many KKLA families, and our appointments are limited. But if you're one of the next 10 callers, I'll make sure that we make room in our schedule to give you the free face-to-face consultation with one of our counselors. This is a $250 value, absolutely free if you're one of the next 10 callers. Financial Recovery USA is one of the few companies in the nation that is registered with the California Attorney General's Office to do mortgage modifications legally.
They have been a blessing to me. Let them serve you. Hurry up, be one of the next 10 callers, and get your appointment while you can. And remember, Financial Recovery USA is based on the core virtues of faith, hope, and love. Call them now, 800-385-0745. 800-385-0745. Once again, 800-385-0745.
Nobody likes paying bills or creating a budget. If you're like most of us, you can think of a lot of things you'd rather be doing. Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Downing from Turning Point Stewardship. If you hate paying bills and struggle with managing your expenses, I have good news for you. Our Stewardship Express program puts your bill paying, budgeting, and savings on autopilot. Your bills get paid on time every month. Your savings and retirement funds grow automatically, and you'll be able to give faithfully to your church. No more bill-paying hassles, no more late fees, and no more surprises. And here's our commitment to you. If after 90 days with Stewardship Express, you're not delighted out of your mind, you'll receive a full refund, every penny. That's how confident we are that you'll love this program. Turning Point Stewardship Express. Call 800-296-5899. 800-296-5899. That's 800-296-5899.
Did you know that a law degree is the perfect preparation for a career ministering to others? Hurting people around the world who are facing religious persecution, human trafficking, and other forms of oppression can only be relieved by the assistance of willing and compassionate lawyers. This is Myron Steves, Dean of Trinity Law School. Come to Trinity Law School's open house on Thursday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. and find out how a law degree can advance your career and your ability to minister to those in need. At our open house, Associate Dean Christopher Call will be speaking on the topic of why you should attend a Christian law school. Trinity Law School in Santa Ana is dedicated to training lawyers who understand the true meaning of justice. Please join me at Trinity Law School's open house on Thursday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so please call to RSVP today, 800-922-4748. 800-922-4748. That's 800-922-4748.
The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by Trinity Law School and the personal injury law offices of Berglund and Johnson.
You're at or near retirement. The economy continues to chip away at your future. You've planted the seeds and you've been a good steward, and you want to keep your golden years as golden as you possibly can. Certified financial planner Nino Pavan with Financial Designs says safety and security is why his clients stay with him year after year.
With our proactive approach, our objective is to reduce or eliminate losses during the stock market's negative years and increase the investment returns when the markets are positive.
Financial Designs has specialized in retirement planning for 30 years.
That's why major corporations in Southern California have invited us to teach their employees how to grow and protect their retirement nest eggs. Call us at 800-400-PLAN and we'll send you a copy of our actual performance record for the last 10 years.
Call Financial Designs at 800-400-PLAN, where buy and hope is not a strategy. That's 800-400-PLAN. 800-400-PLAN.
This is Dave Dino with Dan Johnson from Berglund and Johnson. Dan, elder abuse in senior care facilities is a serious issue today. How can you check on the care your loved one is receiving?
If you suspect that your loved one is not being cared for properly, if you see something such as a skin breakdown, redness, or bed sores, or other things that just don't add up, make sure that they haven't been abused or neglected. It doesn't have to be intentional conduct. It's negligence that should prompt you to call Berglund & Johnson so we can interview the patient and review their chart, because we'll protect you and your loved one.
Berglund & Johnson has been in the forefront of elder abuse cases as far back as the early 80s. So if you suspect that your loved one is being abused by a care facility, call Berglund & Johnson at 1-800-4-IF-HURT. That's 1-800, the number 4, and the words IF HURT. There are no upfront costs and you pay no legal fees until your case is settled. Berglund & Johnson, the personal injury legal team that really cares. Call 1-800-4-IF-HURT. That's 1-800-4-IF-HURT.
But way to go, Annie. Sweet child of mine. And we're talking about Forever Found and rescuing children. Now, folks, the best way, and see, they never even said it this way. It totally clicks. So, World Vision, right? Compassion International. Rescue a kid, put them on the fridge, pray for them, and $30-$35 a month, right? Okay. Imagine the beginning of a Compassion International or a World Vision where you're rescuing kids, get this, that had been in slavery. They had been working in a brothel since maybe the age of 5. And they get rescued, they get put in a Christian aftercare home, and then your monthly support allows them to go to school, eat, sleep, I mean, all the obvious things. That's the ministry of Forever Found. The website is foreverfound.org, and Shannon Sergi and Megan Wilmar just got back from India and Ethiopia. And again, like I said a moment ago, they look like college sophomores, okay, just girls walking through the mall, you know? And God has called them to this ministry to support these Christian aftercare homes. And they had started domestically 3 years ago, just these homes. One was in Phoenix and one was up Northern California. Now they're beginning to expand beyond that. And so they're looking what's going on in India and Ethiopia and other places. Their big fundraiser, by the way, is Thursday night out at Wood Ranch Golf Club right there in Simi Valley across from the Reagan Library. It's Thursday, September 22nd, and you can get more information at foreverfound.org. Francis Chan is going to be speaking, and Francis played a key role in sort of starting Shannon and Megan in this ministry. And Megan, you were telling me just a little bit off the air, and it's like, honey, I want you to tell me the whole thing, okay, on the air. You were talking about what you saw when you were in India. What did you see?
Right. Well, what we saw were these kids in these rock quarries, these huge granite holes with water on the bottom, and they just, it stunk, and these kids got one meal a day, and they slept under the trees at night, and they worked all day. They're exhausted. They have no education. They don't receive any education, and we saw their smiles on their faces because they were like, oh my gosh, you're the first white people we've ever seen. We were really literally in that rule of India. And they were so ecstatic and so encouraged by us. And we were so ecstatic and so encouraged by
Do they speak their, English?
No, they don't speak okay, English.
Right, but you could see that's what it meant.
Yeah, they're calling us a ka, ka. That means sister. It was so beautiful. So we saw them passing the granite from hand to hand, from child to child, and it was just devastating. And so this pastor that we know is rescuing these kids from these quarries and bringing them to his orphanage and raising them up. And these kids, they're so beautiful. They have all these dances, and they sing, and they dance, and they come to know the Lord because it's this Christian family that's come to care for them awesome. At this orphanage. And so one of the stories I actually really wanted to share with everyone, we heard from the pastor last week. He was at a speaking engagement, actually, and he was traveling back home. It was a very long trip back home on a bus, and he just so happened to sit next to this young girl. She was probably, he thought she was like 15 years old, but she told him she was a little bit older than that, but sat next to her, and she was just profusely, incessantly crying, just tears flowing. And he said she was dressed in yellow, had all this paint all over her and this red dot on her forehead. And he was kind of scared of who she was and maybe what her history was. And they started to talk, and she, you know, started telling him her story because she was so upset. And it just so happened that she came from a family from an untouchable village. And this, Frank, was what you were just talking about, the caste system.
Yeah, with the Dalits.
Exactly. She came from one of those families, and her family ended up being able to lie and move into one of the cities. Because if anyone finds out they're an untouchable person, they get beat up and killed if right. they're in the cities.
Right.
And so her family, their only means to be able to live in the city and to work was to arrange this girl's marriage to the temple rock god.
Oh.
And
it, meaning she's going to be a temple prostitute.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I had no idea this existed, actually, even yeah. before we got there. I didn't know.
She's on her way. So, and she's going to report? Let me guess.
Well, guess what? She had run away from the temple.
Oh.
Her family had arranged her marriage. She was there. By day, people were coming and worshiping her and throwing flowers on her, and by night it was the temple guards and the men who were coming and raping her 13 right. to 15 times a night. So right. she ran away, and she happened to be on this bus crying. She had nowhere to go. She didn't know what she was going to do. Ugh. And it just so happened that the pastor that we're working with in India sat right next to her.
And that's what he does.
And that's what he does.
He rescues people. Oh,
he took her home.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
It was amazing.
That is just one story, and I'm sure there are thousands. And people are going to hear a lot more next Thursday night at Wood Ranch Golf Club. But before I let you guys go, we got like 60 seconds, but you hope that people listening will go to foreverfound.org and sponsor some of these young boys and girls that had been in slavery, in brothels, etc., and their ongoing monthly supports provides them an opportunity to not only get, you know, food, clothing, water, but a chance to an education and also training mm-hmm. so they can provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Shannon Sergi, thank you. And Megan Wilmarth, we'll have you guys back. And again, folks, I want you guys to go to this Wood Ranch Golf Club fundraiser next Thursday night, September 22nd, at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. And Francis Chan will be speaking. You'll hear more, see the video, pictures about the ministry Forever Found. And again, their website, foreverfound.org. Shannon, Megan, thank you. Quick break. We're going to continue straight ahead. Did you guys hear about the SpongeBob SquarePants thing? Okay, the guy, get this, the guy that actually did the research, and he is the head of pediatrics at Children's Hospital in Seattle. He's going to join us next because, get this, this is his area of expertise in dealing with the impact of media on the intellectual and social development of young children. He's going to dispel the mythology and then give you some insight. Those of you with young kids, you don't want to miss this at all. Or if you ever want young kids, don't miss this. Quick break. We'll continue straight ahead at the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.